The Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning. I have quite a crowd here in the studio with me to talk about a great book that has just been released by the Contemporary Arts Center here in Cincinnati. It is called Cuisine, Art, Cocktails, Celebrating Contemporary Cincinnati. I must disclose that for many years, my wife was a docent for the CAC, and I say that because I am about to gush. This book is a work of art, and I'm excited to have in the studio with me and on the phone with me to talk about Cuisine, Art, Cocktails, Celebrating Contemporary Cincinnati, Rafael Plato, the director of the CAC, Molly Wellman, mixologist galore, and also Jamie Thompson, who's director of education at the CAC. And on the phone with me, Maria Calaminadu, who with Jamie are the authors of Cuisine, Art, Cocktails. Welcome all to the studios of the book club.
Thanks for having us. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you for having us.
This book is a wonderful blend. It's part cookbook. It's part history of the CAC. It is an exploration of contemporary artists and of artists of the culinary and mixology type. I wanted to begin with you, Jamie, and you, Maria, to ask about the genesis of Cuisine, Art, Cocktails, because this was, well, I guess, popped up over cocktails.
Always. It seems like many of our docent council meetings happen over cocktails. So we were actually in the lobby of the CAC and we were having breakfast and discussing kind of some of our favorite food and restaurants. And it kind of evolved from there. There was a talk of what we should do for our next fundraiser for the museum. And there was the idea of a cookbook. And of course, the docents at the CAC wouldn't just want to write their own recipes. They know all the local chefs and mixologists and wanted to reach out to them instead. Maria, what else do you want to contribute to that?
I would like to contribute that we have this fantastic up-and-coming culinary scene in Cincinnati that evolved in the last 3-4 years, and it was really irresistible not to put together their creativity and our way they work and create those beautiful dishes that look like a piece of art with our own artwork. So it felt like a very natural thing to do, to put together the artists of the AC with the artists that our chefs and mixologists are.
And I think for Maria and I, we're both out-of-towners. So for both of us, the CAC became a hub and a reason we fell in love with Cincinnati, and so too did the food scene in Cincinnati.
So, Rafaela, what did you think when they brought to you this idea of let's do a cookbook or let's do a cookbook and an art cookbook?
Well, you know, from a personal perspective, of course, I was in love immediately because I love food. I love great food. And I think that the Cincinnati culinary scene is just incredible right now. And I also really believe that artists inspire each other. So, of course, as the director of the center, I believe that we have play a very valuable role in this community. And I would hope that we touch many other creatives who live here. So, of course, I want to assume that some of the chefs come to CAC to see exhibitions, to see performances, to participate in some of our programs. And I was really curious to see how they would respond in their own artistic way to some of the art experiences that they've had at the Contemporary Arts Center. So there are many, many artists throughout the history of art who have opened restaurants, who have turned into chefs, sometimes in very unorthodox ways. And so this book was, I think, you know, something we had to do. There was no question.
I have to say, Jamie and Maria, that just this concept of matching the chefs and art and creating dishes that rely on the art, I love it. I mean, all the way through the book, it just seems like the perfect match. And it seems that these chefs and mixologists were quite eager to help you.
That was one of the things we were really excited about. I know when Marie and I started this project, we weren't predicting to do that many recipes. We were thinking of a book that maybe had 16 people at most, 11 people in it. And then we kept getting requests. More and more people wanted to be part of the book. So it was a very exciting thing for us. We knew the CAC was loved by the community, but we didn't know how much. So for a docent and for an educator to feel that kind of love was really special for us. Maria?
What I would like to say is that one amazing thing that happened was that initially we had a few people that were interested, and then it spread by word of mouth, and the word of mouth came mostly by the culinary scene. The people in the Cincinnati culinary scene are very, very creative. They are very supportive of each other. I have no connection to that community. I had no connection to that community in the past, But what I experienced was amazing because it seemed that everybody was supporting each other. Everybody was proposing something new. Everybody was saying that, oh, I think so-and-so would be an excellent addition for that book. You should try to talk to that person. So it started really very humbly. And as Jamie very correctly said, we would have pleased with less people. And then progressively it became bigger and bigger and bigger. And it became like a community project of sorts in the Cincinnati area. And my personal experience was just fantastic. I'm flabbergasted by the relationships, the support, and the creativity and the talent that community has. And I would like to add that we were very, very lucky to have creative people participating, one of them being Gina Weathersby, who is our photographer. And Gina, being the kind of food photographer that she is, she had so many connections with those people. So it made it very easy to connect and create dishes, excellent photo shoots, and collaborations with the chefs and mixologists that are participating in the book.
Maria Kalamanidou, who along with Jamie L.M. Thompson wrote the book Cuisine Art Cocktails, Celebrating Contemporary Cincinnati. We're talking about the book here on the Book Club at 91.7. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And by the way, there will be, I guess you would call it a launch for the book coming up next Friday, the 26th, the Contemporary Cincinnati Gala and Art Auction. You can learn more about it at our website, too. And I love this book because it's almost like three books in one. And Rafaela, I loved your introduction where you're talking about the art and the connection. And we don't often think about it, but food as art, especially with some of these chefs, food is art.
Yeah, definitely. Food is art. I think creative cooking, or every chef has an artist or a deep, deep source of creativity within themselves. And what I really like about this book, too, is that the chefs talk in a very, very personal way about the artists that they are inspired by. And I think that is wonderful for us to share with others because we all have our own personal approach to art. You know, not everybody is touched by the same works. Not everybody is transformed the same way. So I think the book really reads like a novel because you get insight into the thinking of all of these different chefs and how they relate and are inspired by different artists. And since we have Molly here, maybe she can talk a little bit about how she was inspired by Charlie Harper. Definitely. I mean, it is so incredibly gratifying to see how so many different people can build different bridges to the art that we present at the center.
I was getting to you, Molly. Molly Wellman, mixologist extraordinaire. But no. I did want to ask, thank you, Rafaela, for leading it that way. But
delegating. Somebody else does the talking now.
This was, you know, you're an amazing mixologist. And, you know, you're an artist in your own right. And I know you are also, you work in metal, so you do art, different forms of art. Yes. You have nice art on your body there, too. But I was wondering, when you were approached by this, having art, practicing your art inspired by someone else's art? How was that?
It was incredible. I mean, well, we were contacted, my general manager, Jen Watts, and myself, and CAC and Gina Weathersby. We both were like, yes, definitely, let's go. This is wonderful. So it was really exciting. And I got the artist Charlie Harper. And what a perfect match for myself. I was inspired right away. I mean, I was introduced to Charlie Harper when I was a little girl growing up in Coleraine. There's a little nature preserve right there called Farbach Warner. And I remember going there in the fall and them making maple syrup. And you know, for the Hamilton County Parks at that time, Charlie Harper's work was a part of their whole branding. And I thought that was, it all just went together for me. And immediately I knew exactly what to do. So a little maple, some pear, you know, things that go with the fall and what reminds me of that beautiful little nature preserve that brings Charlie Harper right to my heart, you know. So just going through that, it was very easy from being inspired by an artist like Charlie Harper and then working it into the medium that I work with, which is alcohol.
and your drink is the Farback Werner.
It is the Farback Werner, and that's where that comes from. So,
and inspired by the Charlie Harper print, I think it's called Green Jay, and I see you're wearing a green dress with birds. And, you know, very appropriate, Molly, staying with the theme there.
Thinking the whole time.
But as you were talking to other of the chefs and mixologists involved, what was their, yourself, I know you talk a lot.
Oh, we do. The hospitality, culinary, and mixology scene in Cincinnati is fantastic, and we're very tight-knit. We all work really well together. I have the privilege to work with so many of the chefs all year round for different events that make Cincinnati such a beautiful, wonderful place to live in. So, and this whole thing with the gala and this cookbook kind of brings everything together that Cincinnati is artistically. It really is special. It really is. But everyone has been so excited. I remember watching social media and seeing, you know, certain chefs go through their photo shoot and being so excited for when it was going to happen for us. It was just so, it's just so great. And to work with such wonderful people as the CAC and Gina, and it really is. And just to be a part of this legacy.
Well, this book is truly a work of art, Jamie and Maria. I you know, my highest compliments, because I think it stands on its own. And as we've talked about, there are kind of three themes running through it, because you learn about a lot of contemporary artists. You learn about the Contemporary Arts Center and its history. And you get these great recipes in the cookbook. Now, you know, some of these recipes, I will say, I don't know if I will be able to try them out. But boy, they made my stomach growl when I was reading them. Were you surprised by some of these recipes that came out of that art inspiration?
I have to say I was a little surprised. One of the things we wanted to do was leave this really open to the chefs to allow them to kind of respond as true artists. So we realized really quickly that just like what we're used to at the museum, where we see certain fads for a season, that was happening as well. We saw some octopus appearing. We saw a lot of, since we were going into the fall and the winter, we saw a lot of root vegetables. So you'll kind of see those things reflected through the work, which I really enjoy.
And it's fun, Rafaela, that these artists, the chefs and mixologists, when they're talking about it, they talk about their inspiration for the art. And again, the food is art. You see it when they're doing plating, when they're doing their arrangement. They're inspired by the colors. I think you mentioned the green, the pear that was the green and the green jay by Charlie Harper. But it's amazing how much this is intermingled. And this book brings it all out, Rafaela.
Yeah, I think food and aesthetics go really well hand in hand. And a lot of people who care deeply about food, even if you cook something very simple, they make sure that it's beautifully plated, that it, I think the eye is always part of every chef's consciousness. And on top of that, I think Gina Vetterspeed, a photographer, put her own aesthetic on top of it. So she added an additional layer of just artistic thinking of how everything should be photographed. So it has all these different layers of artistry that is all interwoven with each other, and it makes it really special.
I was hoping to point out, too, that food isn't something new for the CAC. I mean, if you go back to the 1970s, we had that great Eat Art show. We have also had multiple shows throughout the years that in some way reflect art, and even our programming now. We've had conversation cafes. Our family festivals often incorporate food into the projects. So you'll see that this isn't something new to us in the least bit. So it made sense for us to kind of move forward with a project like this.
And Maria, do you want to chime in here before we have to wrap things up in a moment?
Sure. One of the things that really surprised me very much was the number of chefs or mixologists in Cincinnati who, prior to become chefs or mixologists, had studied or have been artists of their own right. Mm-hmm. Like, they have studied photography, they have studied graphic design, they have studied digital design. So a lot of the people that are chefs right now, they have a lot of good aesthetics already established in their mind and in their practice. And another thing that happened, and that was really, really lovely, was that they were in some way liberated to be able to work on a project which was not part of their restaurant menu, for example. Usually chefs, they are confined by the season, they're confined by their budget, by the type of client they have. Mm-hmm. But this was really a project for the art, and they could be an artist. They could express themselves very freely. They could use whatever they want. They could plate it in the most amazing surfaces. There are things that are plated on pieces of wood. There are pieces, recipes that are plated on bricks. There is even a recipe that is plated on a surface that it is made by a professional type of sugar that was initially used for something else, but it looked just so cool to use it for that, and we used it as a plate. So there has been a lot of creativity and talent in this process, fruit by everybody, by all ourselves, and I think you can clearly see that in the photos of the book itself.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
A great book, again. I love it, and it's a piece of art unto itself. So thank you for sharing it, and thank you all for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Maria Kalamindadu on the phone, Jamie L.M. Thompson and Molly Wellman and Rafaela Plato here in the studio with me talking about Cuisine Art Cocktails, celebrating contemporary Cincinnati. It's a cookbook, it's an art book, and it's so much more. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. It is a fundraiser for the education department at the CAC. And there's also a special event coming up this Friday, Cuisine Art Cocktails, celebrating contemporary Cincinnati's Gala and Art Auction. That's Friday, August 26th, with cocktails, an art auction, and dinner with some of the chefs and mixologists that are highlighted in Cuisine Art Cocktails. Learn all about it at wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.